Welcome to Bergenomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
Falling house prices, the wealth effect, and how it affects you. Explained in 98 seconds. Economists call it the wealth effect. Your home's value increased about 30% in the last 3 years, but your mortgage remained the same. That's a big increase in your wealth. You felt more financially secure, so you spent a bit more. Maybe an extra holiday, maybe purchasing a better car. Then there's those great restaurants that you love eating at. $25 cocktails? Yes, they're expensive, but they're affordable. That's the wealth effect. Your assets increase, you feel good, you spend more. Then bang, in the space of a year, the interest rate payable on variable mortgages has nearly doubled. That's an extra $12,000 a year the average Australian mortgage holder needs to find. At the same time, the value of homes have dropped 10 to 15%. Now everybody doesn't feel as wealthy. Maybe you start to think about cutting back on your spending because times might get a bit tough. But hang on, Australia's been through tough times before. The 2008 Great Financial Crisis, the government solved that by something called quantitative easing. Then there was COVID. We weren't allowed out, couldn't spend. And the government gave us generous payments. Most people's bank balances actually grew. And you keep getting contacted by other jobs which want to pay you more. So there's always that as an option. So maybe you'll just keep spending, use your savings to pay the extra mortgage payments, and wait to see when the government and the Reserve Bank will help you out. Or will they? Because they're the ones creating your pain. Listen to Dr. Brendan Rinn, Chief Economist for KPMG, discuss what's going on with house prices, interest rates, spending, and the wealth effect on the Bergenomics podcast, Falling Home Prices, Should I Feel Less Wealthy? Out now on Apple or Spotify.